it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's a Monday, but it's a happy Monday. It's the 15th. It's April. It's 2024. And what a win by the Detroit Red Wings. I got one message for you and whoever is willing to listen. They're not dead yet. That's right. The Red Wings had a massive win over the weekend, Saturday night in Toronto, against the miserable, hated, overrated choke artist Maple Leafs. I probably laid it on a little bit thick, but I hate the Maple Leafs. And I'm a Red Wing fan. And you probably are too if you're watching this, so you should hate the Maple Leafs as well. But that was a massive win. You know, on Friday we did the podcast, and I played you Derek Lalonde's comments. Wednesday after practice, right before they headed to Pittsburgh, Lalonde was obnoxious, talking about the fact that Detroit might not make it back to where they currently are, which is on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. He's like, hey, look at a team like New Jersey. They're going to have 100 points, but he never mentioned like that. The Wings could have 100 points too. I mean, it is year six of the Iser plan. Why wouldn't you? So I was annoyed. I truly was. And I really believed I was done with Derek Lalonde, and I really believed I was done with the Red Wings. And then they lost to the Penguins in overtime. And Lalonde came out to the media. And instead of voicing his displeasure about another loss, Oh, no. He was so proud of his team. He said for the first time, what, all season long, he actually visited with his team after the game. They came back from a two-goal deficit. Despite losing, Erik Karlsson got the game winner in OT. Sidney Crosby got his 1,000th career assist. But Lalonde was really happy about getting the point. Lalonde really was excited that they got the point. He said it's a pathway to the postseason. Radio station ripped Derek Lalonde over the last 3 days, 4 days. I mean, I think he did deserve to get ripped. When you say the kind of stuff that he has said over the last week, when the team has played like they have, which is 6-15 over the last 21 games after being in a playoff spot, I think people have a right to be annoyed. But I do think it goes both ways. So if you're going to rip Lalonde, maybe you should give him some credit now. Because, yes, the record over the last 21 is still woeful, but what they did on Saturday night was pretty fucking amazing. The Wings were playing in Toronto. At some point, they found out that both the Flyers won and the Capitals won. So the Wings had to get at least a point. They could not lose in regulation. If you lose in regulation, the season is over, done, see ya, bye. You're dead. Funeral on Monday. Over. And it didn't look good to start things off. First period, Mitch Marner makes it 1-0. And I remember thinking to myself, it's over. Done. Bye. See ya. And then next thing you know, the Wings in the first period rail off 4 unanswered. Alex DeBrincat, welcome back, my friend. Simon Edvinson, first of the season. Alex DeBrincat again on the power play this time. And then David Perron with about 19 seconds left to go in the first period. So I actually was on the air Saturday night while this was going on. They led 4-1 after one period. DeBrincat was back. It was great to see. And I'm like, wow, they're going to win this hockey game. Wow, they're going to extend their season. Wow. All right. Cool. I take back some of what I said about Derek Lalonde. Newsy, they call him. I was really negative in the last podcast. I used every curse word in the book. I used the shits and the fucks and the bullshits and the assholes. I used them all. If you watched the podcast, and a lot of you did, and I appreciate that, or listened, you know I was fired up. But I like to be wrong. And I was wrong, apparently, because this team really came to play. After one, they led it 4-1. But then the second period got going, and three unanswered by the Maple Leafs. Robertson scored. Auston Matthews on the power play got goal number 69. Ha, 69. And then Johnny Tavares got his 27th of the season. Tavares is old and washed up, but he tied the game at 4. Brutal. And I'm like, wow, okay, maybe the season is over. And by the time it was a 4-4 game, everybody and their uncle knew the Wings at least needed a point. You needed to go to overtime. If you lost in regulation, it was over. So nobody scored in the third period. And the Toronto Maple Leafs, with about 2:50 left to go, were put on the power play. And I remember thinking, this is over. It's done. The Wings, in the worst way possible, are going to lose this hockey game. They're going to give up a power play goal. They're going to lose 5-4 in regulation. Season's over. I got tickets to tonight's game against the Montreal Canadiens. I remember thinking, I'm not even going to go. Like, what's the point of going? It's not going to mean anything. But the craziest thing happened. Wings killed off the Leafs' power play. And then overtime started. And the Wings were on the power play themselves, a little 4-on-3 in the extra session. And with 41 seconds into that final session, the Wings finding a way to at least get a point, so at least they're alive for another day. Dylan Larkin scored on the power play. Patrick Kane and Shane Gostisbehere got the assist. It was a massive fucking goal. It was just absolutely huge. And Larkin, I've never seen such emotion from him. He scored the goal. And then he did this crazy dance that a child would do almost. He was so excited. And it was so great to see. And the Wings prevailed after being up 4-1 and then coughing away a 3-goal lead. They come back and they win it at OT. And they get a couple of points. And it was a massive win. And now we got to talk about what comes next. Now we got to talk about how they can make this actually happen. But before we do that, let's hear from Dylan Larkin. Larkin, postgame.
Oh, man. It's one of the biggest of my career, and I'm hoping this year to have some more big goals. And you can't feel any better, you know. So I knew Kaner was going to look for that play, and I knew I just had to have my stick on the ice, and he was going to hit it. And I didn't even see it go in, but I just saw Kaner, you know, of all the big moments he's had in his career, to see how excited he was, see all the boys rush over. Man, what a feeling.
I like the part where he said, yeah, hopefully we can get some more big time moments this season. Like, that was a huge goal. The play worked. Larkin was fired up. It was awesome to see. And the Wings live for another day. So now I know what you're wondering, because you probably already know, but I'm going to go over it anyway. It's crazy. But the Wings are not in the postseason as of right now. It's 2:27. I'm at Comerica Park here. I'll show you. I don't know if you can see it. About to go into the Tiger game. But the Wings actually have the best odds of any team left fighting for the postseason.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Why? Because their schedule's easy. Tonight they play Montreal. Tomorrow they play Montreal. If they can win both games, I think they're going to get in. They have the best odds to get in. even though they're currently out of the postseason, even though they lose both tiebreakers to Washington and Philadelphia, they're going to get in if they win both their games simply because they have an easier schedule. They play Montreal. If you look at the Capitals, and they're currently the team in. The Capitals have 87 points. The Red Wings have 87 points. The Flyers have 87 points, but they only have one game left. Both the Wings and the Capitals have two games left. But the Capitals got to play Boston tonight. They got to play the Bruins. The Bruins team that just beat the Penguins and knocked Pittsburgh potentially out of the postseason. Pittsburgh has 86 points. They have two games left as well. They still have a chance. But for all given purposes, Pittsburgh's probably dead, which is weird because they were in a playoff spot as of Thursday when they beat the Red Wings. This playoff race is just insane. Like, nobody wants to get the eighth seed at all. But you know what? Detroit has a chance to be the last team standing. As bad as this slump has been, as bad as the collapse has been, the weird thing is the Wings always found a way to never fall behind 2 points out. I don't think in the last 2 months they've been 3 points out of the playoffs. So Washington is 87, Detroit is 87, Philly has 87. Washington's going to take on the Bruins and the Flyers. The Flyers only have one game left. They're going to take on the Capitals. One of those teams are guaranteed 2 points because they play each other. That's why the Wings needed to get at least 1 point on Saturday night. So you can guarantee at least Washington or Philly is going to get to 89. Washington can get to 91. The Red Wings have a chance to get to 91. They got to beat the Montreal Canadiens in back-to-back games. They have the easiest path. They could even find their way in if they get three of a potential 4 points. But you got to win them both. And it's against a bad team. Like, the Capitals suck. We've gone over this. The Capitals are a minus 40 goal differential. They're 3-5-2 in their last 10 games. But they're in the postseason. You're at least a plus 2 goal differential. You're 3-4-3 in the last 10 games. And then there's Philly. They went on a 9-game losing skid, but they're still alive. They're a minus 25 goal differential, and they're 2-6-2 in their last 10 games. Just beat the Habs. Original Six hockey tonight. Huge fucking game. Got to start with winning the first. Then you go to Montreal to end the season tomorrow, and you got a chance to go to the postseason for the first time since 2016. Montreal has lost two straight. They're 4-4-2 in their last 10. They're a minus 51 goal differential. Can't lose to these guys. Got to beat them. Got to beat them. And if I have to apologize to Derek Lone, I'll do it. I'll come on this podcast and say, Derek, sorry I made fun of your comments. Derek, sorry I made fun of you. But you know what? Fucking great job. Hell of a job. Because the one thing you can say about this team is agonizing as it's been, and it's been agonizing, at least you know they fought tooth and nail. They never fell apart so much that they weren't going to make the postseason. Now, just don't lose to the Canadians. And if they make the playoffs, and I told you this last podcast, if they somehow get in, they're going to take on the Rangers more than likely. I think Detroit would have a chance to make it close. They're not going to win the series, I would not think. But the relief of getting in after everything they've been through, I like their chances to win a couple games. Hell, they played them close a couple Fridays ago at Little Caesars Arena. So that's where we're at. Got to win tonight. Got to win tomorrow. You got to hope like hell the Bruins find a way to beat the Capitals, which should be easy for them. Boston, take care of business. All you need is the Boston Bruins, who are a much better team than the Capitals, to beat them tonight. You beat the Canadiens at home, you get a must-win game tomorrow to go to the postseason. So what do you think? Are they in? Maybe you want to keep Derek Lalonde now? That was a massive win on Saturday. Absolutely huge. And we got a game to watch tonight, people. And I can't fucking wait. I'm going to be there. I'll take some photos, put them on the podcast. All right, let's get to some comments. And then I got to go in and watch this Tiger game, apparently. All right, so Friday's podcast was about the weird comments from Derek Lalonde. We played them for you. People were fired up. A lot of people watched and listened to the podcast. And I do appreciate you. Here's some comments. At CAC 5486, I'm with Rieger. But what do we know? All we want to do is make the playoffs and go from there to see what happens. The Wings need to bring back winners. The Wings have fans nationwide, especially and including here in Florida, and we want them in the playoffs. And no, we're not native Floridians. We're native Detroiters, Michiganders, who fled the area for reasons like better weather, etc. Let's go Red Wings from Northeast Florida. Like that? How about this one, ripping me at SH1MZ0R? Let me preface this comment by saying I am far from a Lalonde fan. I've been critical of him for quite some time now. Now that we've established that, there are like 100 reasons you could be mad at Newsy for, yet you picked this comment to go on some asinine tirade about gruel. You've completely missed any and all context nuance to his comment. This is my first time listening to you, but you come off as someone who only gets their hockey news and knowledge from Reddit or YouTube comments. Absolutely cringe. LOL. Well, he's not a fan, apparently. What are you going to do? And then last one for you. This is nice. It was the first comment I got when I read the comments the other day. This is from at Mike Shutt, 7361. Says, why have the person with the most unpleasant voice do this? Was Gilbert Gottfried not available? That's from Mike Shutt. I'd like to call him Mike Shut Your Mouth. That was clever on my part. But I did get somebody sticking up for me. That got a lot of likes. At Colonel Straits, 1069 says, he's dead. And it's Gottfried. Don't listen to him if you don't like his voice. Talking about me. So thanks. Appreciate that. You stuck up for me. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. We got ourselves a massive fucking game tonight. The Red Wings did enough to push it to tonight. They better take care of business. It's not going to be easy. Got to play the same team on back-to-back nights. That's never easy. The Canadians have nothing to play for other than ruining your lives. They're going to come to play. It's going to be tough. I think the Red Wings find a way to get it done, and they have the best odds of the Flyers and the Capitals and the Penguins. They have the best odds to go to the postseason, despite not being in a playoff spot right now. Got to win them both. Go get 4 points, and then hope like hell you get some help from the Bruins. Or the Flyers and Capitals play each other their last game of the season. So hopefully the team that you don't want to get 2 points between those two teams when they play each other doesn't get 2 points. All right, I got to get into this Tiger game. I just checked. They're already down 2-0. Fun times. Good offense. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow on the Daily Ticket. Bye-bye.